shadows, plant my feet on higher ground. Lift me up above the clouds, Lord, where the pure sunshine is found. Lift me up above my weakness, lift me up into thy strength. Lift me up above the shadows till I stand with thee at length. Lift me up the shadows,
above the shadows. The shadows, when to earth you come again, let us be in the assembly as thy bride to ever reign. In thy kingdom full of glory, with our friends will ever be. Lift us up above the shadows, there to dwell eternally. Lift me up above the shadows,
God. Isn't he great? Amen. All the time. Yes, he is. Praise him all the time. If you can, let's stand. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer. I want to welcome everybody this morning to church. Well, those watching online, welcome to First Pentecostal in Villa Rica. Love each and every one of you. Glad as folks are still coming in, and we'll just get ready for service. Been a lot of needs. I know for those of you that get the text blast, you've seen a lot of them for all the prayer requests. Situations going on, not just here in the church, but also in other areas, even as we still continue to pray for Florida and for those that were in the Carolinas that were involved by the storm. And I mentioned it in Sunday school this morning. It seems like sometimes once the news quits covering it real quick, it's almost like it's done and gone. But we know, for those of you that's been around any of the situations like that, it's going to take a while, a good while. And they're still in need. So we want to continue to lift them up in prayer. Also, here in the church, we have people that still back in the hospital, and those are going through procedures. We know there are folks waiting on test results. There are those going through so much. But God is in control. You know, as we say so much, we just want to give it to him. So we want to ask y'all, if y'all will, just pray with us this morning. If you know of a situation or have a prayer need, just show up, raising them. You know, we just don't go to God during those times of need and sorrow. We also want to praise him all the time. So if you've got a praise report or know that God's brought you through something and bless you, just lift up that other hand. Let's give him a moment of praise. Lord, we love and praise you this morning. Lord, we thank you for your many, many blessings. Lord, we just need you, dear Lord, in everything that we do, and we just want to lift you up. Dear Lord, as we come together this morning, dear Lord, we ask that you'll just touch our congregation. Dear Lord, for each and every prayer request, each and every hand that was raised, dear Lord, you know the depths of our hearts. You know the needs even before we speak them. Dear Lord, we just love you. Lord, we just praise your holy name. Lord, I thank you for those here this morning, dear Lord, for those watching online. Dear Lord, for each and every prayer request, dear Lord, we're needing to place into your mighty hands. Lord, we need you to take control. Lord, we're just releasing it to you. Dear Lord, we can't, if we don't give it to you, dear Lord, and we try to handle it on our own, as we talked about earlier, Lord, but now we're giving it to you. Lord, I ask you to heal, to mend. Lord, strengthen those families that are struggling right now. And Lord, for those that aren't able to be with us for whatever reason, dear Lord, we're just lifting them up to you. Lord, we love you. Lord, we praise you. Dear Lord, we thank you for the freedom we have, dear Lord, to gather together in your name. Lord, now we're just going to ask you to bless our pastor, strengthen him and his family. Lord, as we have this Pastor Appreciation Sunday, Lord, let him know it's not just today that he's appreciated. Lord, we know he's your chosen, dear Lord, and we ask you just to continue to bless him and his family. Strengthen them. They go about your work and each and every ministry that goes forth from our service. Lord, we just love you. We praise you. We give you all the honor and all the glory in Jesus' name, the name above all. And we all say, amen, amen. Let's give the Lord another hand clap and pray. Praise God. It's good to have y'all with us again. If you would, turn to page 306. We're going to do an old one that we did a lot when we first started church here. That was a few years ago. Page 306, the old gospel ship. Let's all sing and just lift up to the Lord. Talk about that good news. I have good news to bring, and that is why I sing all my joy with you. I'll share. I plan to take a trip in that good old gospel ship and go sailing through the air. Amen. Oh, I'm going to take a trip in that good old gospel ship. I'm going far beyond the sky. I'm going to shout and sing until I have a drink while I'm bidding this world goodbye. Oh, I can scarcely wait. I know I'm not delayed, for I'll spend my time in prayer. And when my ship comes in, I'll leave this world of sin and go sailing through the air.
Amen.
Oh, I'm going to take a trip.
Seat if you can. We're going to go ahead and prepare to take our morning offering. I've got one announcement here that I want to bring out. I mentioned it in the evening. I haven't done it on a Sunday morning service. But we just set a time of year that we're going to start preparing for our Samaritan's Purse, the Operation Christmas Child, which are the shoeboxes that we do every Christmas. And we have a goal this year of 100, and it's very obtainable. We just thank you for all that's offered to help already. And also, Miss Elaine will have the dates, deadlines, and the list of the items that we can bring. So we really appreciate each and every one of you that's assisting. Like I said, as we're getting ready for the holiday season already, it just seemed like October's flying through already. It's a busy time of year. So we just thank each and every one of you. Also, if you'd like to help monetarily with the mailing this year, it's $10 a box for us to do the shipping. Either way you like to do it, you can put it in your offering envelope and just mark it that it's for the Good Samaritan. And Miss Lori does a great job, and Brother Thomas, about separating all that stuff for us. So God's great. Any other than mouth? Brother Thomas, would you ask the Lord to bless our morning offering? Yes, Lord. Amen.
Uncommon man. He walked on the earth, but unlike you and me,
Where the touch of His hand He can heal. Broken lives, those who come to Him will find. There's hope through the sacrifice of an uncommon man.
Where the touch of His hand He can heal.
Broken lives, those who come to Him will find. There's hope through the sacrifice. There's hope through the sacrifice. There's hope through the sacrifice of this uncommon man.
So many changes. What's the news for today? Somebody's hurt, somebody's aching. Somebody's trying to find a heavy heart can break your will. A troubled soul leaves time standing still. So if you're hurting, please don't hide. Lift up your head, God's on your side. When every mountain seems too high,
every river looks too wide,
yes, it looks too wide.
When my dreams are lost at sea, Jesus rescues me.
My faith is strong,
it carries me.
Sometimes
weak, I still believe.
Yes, I still believe.
My life is built on this desire. Through the flood and through the fire, Jesus rescues me.
You're looking for an answer, searching for some hope to hold. Those empty hands will leave you waiting and praying for a miracle. Jesus hears your every cry. That you can't climb. He will heal your hurting soul and lead you safely to His home.
When every mountain seems too high,
every
river looks too wide. Jesus rescues me.
My faith is strong.
It carries me.
Though sometimes I'm weak.
Though this built up his desire through the flood and through the fire. Jesus rescues me when every mountain seems too high, when every river looks too wide, when my dreams are lost at sea. Jesus rescues me.
My faith is strong.
It carries me. Though sometimes weak,
I still believe.
My life is built on this desire. Through the flood and through the fire, Jesus rescues me. My life is built on this desire. Through the flood and through the fire, Jesus rescues me.
Glory to God. Aren't you glad that Jesus rescued us? Amen. When I was down and out, amen, he didn't just kind of turn his back on me, but amen, he turned his eyes toward me, lifted me up out of a miry clay, set my feet on a solid rock, and established my steps. Amen. If you're thankful for what the Lord has done for you, give him praise in the house this morning. Hallelujah. Well, it's good to be here this morning. Good to have a glorious day that God has given us. We love you. Appreciate you all the text blast and all of the things on Facebook with pastor appreciation. My heart and just goes out to each and every one of you this morning. We love you more than words could ever convey, but hopefully you'll know by our actions and our prayers that we do love each and every one of you. I just want to get into the Word this morning. Is that all right? You have your Bibles, go with me to the book of Ephesians, in the 6th chapter of the book of Ephesians, according to the writer of Apostle Paul. Apostle Paul made a great impact, amen, to the church, amen, and even today his words are still echoing in our hearts and in our spirits. Thank you for standing for the reading of God's Word. In the 6th chapter of the book of Ephesians, beginning with verse number 12, Paul's writing says, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Praying always, with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplications for all saints." Could the congregation say amen? Can we pray? Heavenly Father, how we love you, Lord, and how we thank you for your word. God, I pray, Lord, that it will apply to our lives. Pray, God, that we will be submissive and obedient to your word and to your will. Father, we thank you for all those who have gathered in this house today, God, and I pray your blessing, and I pray a mighty anointing upon this congregation. Send down that heavenly rain, God, that heavenly manna. God, let it rest upon our hearts this morning. God, I humbly ask that you would anoint these lips of clay. Use this vessel, God, for your honor and for your glory. God, and let us hear that you'd have us to hear this morning. We'll give you praise, we'll give you honor, and we give you glory. We ask these blessings in the name of Jesus. Amen. God bless you. Give him praise, and you may be seated in the house of the Lord. Amen. I had a message this morning. It would simply be stand strong. Stand strong. Probably this is a very familiar passage of Scripture. I read once where even the Sunday school teachers in the Sunday school departments get a hold of this, and they print out these little cartoon character things, and they let the Sunday school begin to color the different parts of the armor of God. And that's good to begin to teach our children in the Sunday school classes that they need to depend on the armor of God. How many would agree with me today, especially in this day and hour, we got to depend on the armor of God? And I will assure you that the armor of God will never let you down. But this week, as I was studying and being reminded of the presence of God, how many is thankful for the presence of God? Amen. We can feel him everywhere that we go. He's mobile. He goes with us. He's there through every trial, every heartache, every situation. He's not just there when you need healing, but he's there to lift us up and to encourage us each and every day. As I was reminiscing and studying on the Word of God this morning and his protecting power, or this week, I began to delve again in the book of Ephesians, or according to the writing of the Apostle Paul. Now, the Apostle Paul, if he was anything, he was very learned. Not only in the Old Testament scriptures, but in the Romans' way of doing things. And he was very cognizant of everything that was going around. And he used this in order to get the word of God out to the congregation and begin to preach and teach to them things that they could understand and be able to concentrate on the word of God. He wasn't preaching over their heads. He wasn't trying to impress anyone. He was trying to encourage everyone. So he began to use the analogy of the Roman soldier, or a soldier that was about to go into battle. How many would agree with me this morning? We are in a spiritual battle. How many would also agree with me that we're going to win? I don't know why we get upset. I don't know why we get down and out. I don't know why we get frustrated, because we are on the winning side. How many knows the captain? He's never lost a battle, and he never will lose a battle. And we are going to be victorious through Jesus Christ our Lord. So he says, take on the whole armor of God, and having done all, to stand. Everybody say with me, stand strong. Turn to your neighbor this morning and encourage them to stand strong. Now tell yourself, I know you don't talk to yourself, but tell yourself, stand strong. Amen. Now the Bible says, having done all. Now I thank God for spiritual maturity. I'm not where I want to be yet. Man, but thank God I'm not where I was either. I've been living for the Lord a number of years, and I thank God that he instructs us as we go. He knows the thoughts and the ways of God are so much higher than ours. I can't learn it all in 24 hours. I can't learn it all in 24 years. I'm still learning and applying the word and the will of God to my life. But there was a time in my life when that scripture was read, and in my mind, in my human mind, in my mind that maybe does not comprehend all the spiritual things that God would have us to understand, I would think about that, and having done all, to stand. And I understood the meaning of stand. When you stand, how many knows you're not losing ground? It doesn't mean to just stand and motionless and stand and because you're tired. It means to stand firm on where you are. Every step that you gain, stand firm. Do not give pace or space to the devil. Never back up. You don't have to back up to Satan, the adversary, because that is within you is greater than anything that hell can come against you with. If you believe that, give him praise this morning. But in my mind, I thought, well, having done all, that meant having everything that I could do individually to strengthen myself, to fortify myself, to sacrifice myself, and to sanctify myself in order that I could stand. Do you know what? I'm reading into the scripture and I'm reading into Bible reference, and I hope you understand this statement. It has nothing to do with what I can offer. Really has nothing to do with what I can do for myself. But it does have everything to do with what He did for me and what He did through me. And that He gave me the Comforter, which is the baptism of the Holy Ghost, to equip me with adequate power, greater power than any trial, any sickness, any affliction, any problem, any persecution, any pitfall, any obstacle that may ever come in my way. Not that I can do it, but thank God He can do it through those who are filled with His Spirit. Therefore, we have the ability to stand strong in His power and in His might. So that kind of sheds a whole new light on what we have to do to prepare ourselves to stand. But there is preparation that must be made. First of all, how many knows words mean something? They're not just to fill up pages. Amen. They meant something. And Paul's writing and what he wrote when he said, take on the full or whole armor of God. In other words, if you're going to try to stand half prepared, no wonder. No wonder the battle is hard and rough. Seems like time's overcoming to you. Let alone those who are not prepared at all. Those who have not read, those who have not studied, those who have not prayed, those who have not fasted, those who have not praised, and then they try to stand against the wiles of the devil. No reason or no wonder why the many, many people are falling down under the pressure, under the turmoil, under the many different afflictions that are on the world today. Because they've entered into battle, haven't been fully prepared. Hard to stand when you're not fully prepared. It's hard to stand when you've tried to do everything in your own power and in your own might, and you can't get rid of one trial before another one comes. Let me tell you something. Fiery darts will pierce the very avenue of your soul if you are not adequately prepared. You do not have the full armor. You do not have the shield of faith. What is so important about the armor? Well, really, it doesn't really apply to the natural armor. He was using that as a symbol, as an example, to get it through these thick skulls of ours that we need to be holy and absolutely dependent on God. I love church. You say amen? I love congregating with the church. But I want to tell you something this morning. If you try to stand against the wiles and the devil just because you belong to a certain church, you're in for a great disappointment. Do you know the First Pentecostal Church does not strike fear in Satan? Well, it doesn't. He don't care how much you come to church. He don't care how much you put your name on the roll book, but have you been fully prepared and equipped with the full and absolute wonderful power of the armor of God in your life? That's what he fears. He fears the power of God. He fears those who will not waver, those who will not back up, those who will never quit, those who will never use the word defeated, those who will never say, no matter how hard it is, I serve a God that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that I could ever ask or think. My faith is not in me. My faith is not in this building. My faith is in the Lord Jesus Christ. He's never lost a battle, and He's not going to ever lose a battle. Apostle Paul says that's how you are prepared. the full armor. Full armor. I thought about, it's football season. And I thought about some of the greatest athletes running out there with just a helmet. Running out there and forgot their cleats. Or didn't have their shoulder pads on. By the way, this morning, this is not my shoulder pads. This is my natural physique. Somebody said, you better put on the girdle, the loins. Tighten them bad boys down. But they go out, they wouldn't last very long on the athletic field. No matter how great the talent, no matter how fast or swift of feet that they are, they haven't been fully equipped with those things that need to be on to face the wiles of the devil. We know that we're in a spiritual battle. We should know by now. Man, we've been living for the Lord a number of years. We are battle tested, not battle fatigued. Come on. Brother Eddie, I don't know. No, you better stand strong. Don't you ever show weakness in the face of the devil. No matter how tired you are, no matter how frustrated you get, no matter how discouraged it seems to be, if nothing in this world has gone right for you this week, you know what you ought to have the mindset? Boy, wait till next week. It's all behind me now. Hallelujah. So I will assure you something. If your adversary, if he detects the least little weakness in your life, in your spiritual warfare, that's what he's going to attack. Somebody said, I got one problem after another. You need to understand that you need to be equipped with the power of God, the fullness of the armor, and stand face to face with the adversary and say, get thee behind me, Satan. I rebuke you in the name that is above all names. And that is the name of Jesus. Well, what do we need, Apostle Paul? He said, you need to have your loins or your legs girt about with the truth. Man, the truth, God's holy and precious word is the truth. You know, I've heard people say, I'm looking, I'm searching for the truth. There it is. Not what somebody said or not what I heard, but what is written in the Word of God. How many is thankful for the written Word of God? Amen. How many knows that the Bible tells us to write them on the tables of our heart? Be familiar with the Word of God. Know it. And to know it means you must study it, read it, and apply it to your life. The Apostle Paul says this is what you need. First, foremost, you need to have your loins girt with the truth, God's holy and precious word in Scripture. Secondly, you need the breastplate of righteousness. Many knows that the heart is the very pumping station of the entire body. How many knows that also when the body begins to digress and when the inevitable is on the horizon, that the heart begins to withdraw the pumping of the blood to the upper part of the body and begins to protect the most vital organs in our life. It begins to operate the lungs and all of the intestines and all of those things, and that's the reason that the fingers and the toes begin to turn purple, because it's protecting the vital organ. You need to protect that is within you. That Spirit of God that He has so mercifully and graciously given us, not only as a comfort, but power. You shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Power to tread serpents. Power to tread through different problems. Power to go over mountains. Power to come out of valleys victorious, amen, and unscathed because of the power that God has given us. So don't discount the breastplate of righteousness, which is a pure an undefiled heart. And he knows that we need to constantly pray for our spiritual heart. Well, is it David said, create within me a clean heart. Purge anything that is ungodly. Purge anything, Lord, that is defiling to me. God, get it out of the way. I don't want anything between me and God. This sometimes needs to be my daily prayer. Lord, don't let anything infiltrate my spirit, God, that is hazardous to my walk with you. Purge me, strengthen me, get me ready for whatever I face today. Hallelujah. And again, as I'm speaking, understand, it's not because of me. It's not because I'm anything. In fact, it's exact opposite. It's because I'm nothing. And I can't face it. And I can't walk it without the Spirit of God. But according to the faith that God has given us, and by the way, whether you realize it or not, every single one of you has a measure of faith. Just as you're blessed with a muscle. Why are some people's muscles bigger than others? They use them more. As your faith is, so shall it be. Hallelujah. Let me know that our faith can even get bigger and stronger the more we depend on Almighty God. So keep that breastplate of righteousness, that pure and undefiled heart. Amen. And have your feet applied with the gospel of peace. Very important. Now, so many times we think of peace as no turmoil, no battles. No issues, no problems. Man, just, you know, let me tell you something about it. You may not like this, but turmoil and issues and problems to a Christian produces strength. It does. Wow, brother. I assure you, and I guarantee you, if you went through a solid year and you never had anything go wrong, if you never had the first issue, if you ever had the first problem, if you and your husband kissed all year long, and you got your favorite meal three times a day, and she never went shopping, it would get to a point where, well, I don't really need to pray. Everything's going my way. You know, God is like that forgotten mother. All you got to do is call me. I never hear from you. God wants to hear from us. He's a jealous God. And I'm not saying God puts these things on us. Amen. But sometimes if he just moves the hedge a little bit, glory to God, we realize that, Lord, I can't make it without you. I got to have you. So why don't we do it even when things are going good? God, I need you today. Lord, strengthen me. Fortify me. Let me have the full armor of God. Because I don't know what I'm going to face. But I do know that I will not face it alone. I will be prepared. Be prepared for the next battle. I'll be prepared for the next hardship. I'll be prepared for the next issue. And again, it has nothing to do with me. Please don't get that mindset. It's everything to do with him. I realize that. I realize that I'm weak. I'm human. I'm subject to faults and failures. That's the reason I need the full armor of God. I want it all. Hallelujah. I want it all. Fill my cup, Lord. Fill it up and make me whole. Yes, I want the truth. I want the righteousness. I want the gospel of peace. Not only does that mean peace in our life, but I believe it means peace in those that are around you. Man, we don't need to be the ones that start in trouble. Spreading tales and rumors. Be very careful when someone approaches you. Guess what I heard? And you might ought to follow it up with this. Is it beneficial or is it detrimental? If it's beneficial, I'd like to hear it. If it's detrimental, if it's about somebody and their problems and issues and all, let's just pray for them. Let's just agree right now in the name of Jesus. Gospel of peace. You need peace in your family. You need peace in your relationships, and you certainly need peace with God. It's part of the armor that the Apostle Paul says, take on the whole armor of God. Then he says, above all, everybody say above all. Not only all, above all. Inclusiveness. Not just the armor of faith or the shield of faith. Now the shield of faith is great. It is. Wonderful. But think about what Paul was saying. If you don't have these other things and all you have is the shield of faith, what is the only thing that you got to rely on? It's just the shield of faith. And so many times we Christians, that's basically all we rely on is just the faith. And God honors faith, and that's part of it. But it's part of the armor, not the armor or without anything else included. He says, above all, having done all these things. In other words, having applied all of these instruments, having applied all of this protection. Because if you haven't done all, you're not going to stand. You're going to waver. You're going to lose ground. You're going to be bombarded. You're going to be bruised. Unless you've done all the things that the Apostle Paul said that we need in the full armor of God. I hope that I can convey that to you this morning, that you need the full armor of God. The full protection, the full power, the full peace, the full truth. Above all, take the shield of faith. But not just the shield only. How many knows that the breastplate covers the breast? And the truth, the gird about the loins. The feet with the gospel of peace. But the shield of faith is mobile. If the fiery darts come from behind, how many knows you can take the shield? If it's head on, you take the shield of faith. If it's from the left, if it's from the right, the shield of faith is mobile. It's wonderful to use and exercise the shield of faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. You need the whole armor of God. And the shield of faith is great. And if the shield of faith doesn't have any dinks in it, come on. You haven't been using it very much. But if it's scarred up and it's dinked, but it's still impenetrable because Satan's fiery darts cannot pierce the shield of faith. Somebody ought to put your hands together for that. Praise God. And also the helmet of salvation. You know, there's a generation today, and a lot of people think that when you get a certain age, you're not as cognizant as you once was, and things slip your mind, and what was I saying? And easy to forget. But I want you, generation, to understand, when you're talking about this generation, you're talking about a generation that didn't know what a bicycle helmet was for. Had all kind of bicycles, but I never owned a helmet. We didn't know that you were supposed to have a seat belt strapped around you when you was riding in the back seat. We rode in the back seat of a station wagon, not looking where we was going, but where we'd been. I don't know why they did that. I think it was for kids. Because we couldn't see the Dairy Queen sign till we passed it. Not only that, sometimes when you're going fishing, you throw the fishing gear in the truck and all the kids in the back. So we have a legitimate excuse for the things that sometimes are slow to come to remembrance. And spiritually, if you are not guarding your mind, I said if you are not protecting your thought processes, ooh, that's good, preacher. If you are not protecting the Spirit of God that is in your most inner being, then no wonder. No wonder when trials come and hardships come and you're, what am I going to do? How can I make it? I'm not going to be able to withstand this. It's because you're leaving your thought processes unguarded. You need the helmet of salvation constantly about you to protect you, to give you peace in troubling times. It is a very important piece of the full armor of God. Protect those. You can't help those thoughts coming through your mind, but don't let them stay there. Man, we're human, and we know that these thoughts come, but rebuke them in the name of Jesus. Lord have mercy. Where'd that come from? Don't tell me you ain't never had them thoughts. What in the world? Get out of there. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke you. Works for me. I don't know about you. The helmet of salvation keeps that thought process, keeps our mind pure, and keeps our mind fixed on the Spirit of God and on the gospel of the Word. Every piece of the armor that I have discussed so far has a common theme. It is all for defense. It is the defensive parts of the armor of flesh. Therefore, letting me know that unless we are armed with the full armor of God, we're going to have a hard time being victorious in battle. See, Apostle Paul knew that the fiery darts were going to be plenty. He knew that we were going to be constantly bombarded with things from the Satan and from things in the world and from things, just things that would bombard our life. So we need these defense mechanisms against us. Don't go out unprepared. Don't try to live and operate in this world unprepared. And how do we prepare is with these things that we apply. Not natural things. I don't want you to go buy a set of armor and run out in the street and say, I'm protected. Not what the Apostle Paul was talking about. Every one of those pieces of the armor symbolize something spiritual that we need to apply to our body. You need to walk in the Spirit. You need to operate in the Spirit. Every decision you make needs to be condoned by the Spirit of God within us. I don't even want to speak a word, say a thing, do anything without the anointing of God in my life. I've learned it's a bad road when you try to take off without God's guidance. But all of those are defensive only. And then finally he says, take the sword of the Spirit, which is the one offensive weapon that we have. Say with me this morning, the sword of the Spirit is the Word of God. The sword of the Spirit is the Word of God. Hallelujah. It is very important. It is vital. You can have all of these defensive mechanisms working, but how many knows it's time for the church to go on the offense? It's time for the church to fight back. It's time for the church to declare, Satan, you're not taking my family. You're not taking my victory. You're not coming into my life. I rebuke you. I use the Word of God against you. The Bible says you can defeat Satan. Man, with the Word of God. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke you, Satan. Hallelujah. The sword of the Spirit is the Word of God. And then he sums that up by saying, praying always and watching. Watching. I know we've talked at great length about defensive driving. You need to be able to watch other people. You can be the best driver in the world and still have a horrific accident. You need to anticipate. You need to watch. Just because the light's red sometimes don't mean that there's not going to be a flying vehicle by there. So pray and watch. And don't put yourself in a compromising position or a compromising location. If it looks evil, declare it evil and back off. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Prayer and watching. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And I want to conclude with this statement. And I, I can't take credit for this statement. I read it somewhere, but it made an impact on me, and I've already alluded to it several times in the sermon. But I want to reiterate, because I think it's vital that we understand what we're talking about when we're talking about the full armor of God. Because it's not the idea that I thought it was when I was growing up, after I've done everything I can do, after I've tried to fix it, after I've tried to get better, after I've tried to do this, then I stand. No, it stands fully prepared, fully equipped. Because he says, after having done all these things, after you've done all these things, you're not really ready to stand until after you've applied all those things to your life. And the Spirit of God is what gives us that ability. Amen? It's not anything we could do. But finally, the power of his might, the power of his might, not the power of the preacher's might, not the power of my might, but the power of Jesus Christ's might, his strength. It is not something we do. Say that with me this morning. It is not something we do. It is something that is done to us. Amen. I will not leave you comfortless. I will not leave you powerless. I will not leave you without a way of escape. I will not leave you without the ability to overcome every fiery dart, every trial, every situation, every problem in your life. Because I'm going to fill you with my power, and I'm going to fill you with my might, and I'm going to abide in you, not just around you. Not in a pillar of, not in a cloud of smoke or a pillar of fire only, but I'm going to put my power within you. The church ought to praise the Lord, amen, for the power that God has instilled in us this morning. So operate in the Spirit. If you're not fully equipped with the armor of God, it's very explicit in the 6th chapter of the book of Ephesians. For Paul preceding that tells us to be strong in the power of his might. You can't do it within yourself. You must do it within the Lord. God bless you is our prayer. We love each and every one of you. Our hope and desire is that whatever comes, and you know, I could preach a cushy message and say, oh, great is God and wonderful, and he is all of those things, and everything's just a rose garden, but you know better than that. It's not. It's troublesome times that we're living in. Devil, I think, realizes his time is short, and he's dumping the whole load on us. But you know what? He knows he's going to lose, and that's the reason he's pulling out everything he can to try to discourage, put you down, cause you to throw your hands up and defeat. But you know what? Greater is he that is within us. You believe that? God bless you. Would you stand to your feet? Never, ever want to dismiss a service without giving you an opportunity to come to the altar. If you're here today and you need to prepare for the battle, and you say, Brother Eddie, I don't know how to do that. Well, first of all, you relinquish yourself and give all yourself to God. You lift your hands in surrender. Say, Lord, I can't do it without you, but with you all things are possible. While every head is bowed, every eye closed, every saint of God pray, and this altar is open for the saved and the unsaved, for those who need a refreshing, or for those who just need encouragement. If you have a need this morning, the altar is not only open for that, but it's open for prayer for the sick, those who have been out, down and out, whatever the case may be. If you need prayer this morning, understand that this altar is open for you. Is there one that would just lift your hand while nobody's looking? And I promise I won't come to you. I won't say anything. I'll just include you in my prayers this week. If you have a need, God bless those hands. Pastor sees them. God sees them, and we're going to be praying for those needs. I'm not going to ask you what they are because that's between you and God, but I'm going to pray. If you elders with some would come around, let's pray for this young lady in this altar this morning.
Hallelujah.
to go next door. We're going to be having a luncheon, man, and we just would appreciate each and every one of you coming over and eating with us. It's not going to cost you a thing in the world. You have plenty of food and plenty of fellowship. And ask Brother Jim if he would come, dismiss us with a word of prayer. And Brother Jim, if you would go ahead and ask the blessing on the food next door. Then we'll be ready just to go in line and get to eat and hopefully get to see each and every one of you. Brother Jim.
Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. I know I say that a lot. Praise God. Praise the Lord. As we get ready to dismiss, I do want to invite each and every one of you to join us. Also, I was asked just to add something in as Brother Eddie, our pastor, is honored recipient of this celebration today. We just want to thank the Lord for him and his family. But we're going to ask them if they would just let them go through first in line over there. We're just going to honor them. And if you get an opportunity, spend some time with us. We'd love to see each and every one of you. Our hearts and minds clear. This altar's still open if anybody needs prayer. Alrighty, we're going to pray this for dismissal and also ask the Lord to bless the meal. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, thank you again, Lord, for allowing us to gather in your house and in your name. Dear Lord, as we come together this morning, dear Lord, and we just feel your holy presence, Lord, we thank you for answering prayers. Dear Lord, we thank you for that assurance, dear Lord, that you are there with us at all times. Dear Lord, now as we go in celebration of our pastor, we ask for your hand to be on him and your blessings as it always has been. Dear Lord, may we just celebrate this wonderful day that you've given us this opportunity. Now, Lord, we ask you to bless the food as we prepare to eat it. Bless those hands that prepared it, dear Lord. Bless those that are all joining us. And, dear Lord, we just give you all the honor and all the glory in Jesus' name. And everybody says,
amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise God.